It seems every company is using AI these days, from airplane companies to major film studios and all in between. However, we've seen this over-eagerness to jump on the latest trend before with blockchain back in 2019 and the dot-com bubble in the 2000s. It's called the Gartner Hype Cycle, and here to explain how it all relates to AI, we have Dr. Gediminas Lipnikas, Lecturer of Marketing at the University of South Australia. Ged, thank you so much for joining me this morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
No worries. And so I suppose my first question for you is can you explain the Gartner Hype Cycle in a little bit more detail? What's it all about?
So usually it refers to essentially the sentiment within the market or the industry. As new technologies come out, people tend to be promoting them, offering or essentially promising very optimistic outcomes. As time goes on, obviously companies start adopting this technology, people start using it, and typically these very optimistic promises don't necessarily pan out, so it does create a bit of a disappointment and that hype dies down. Why this cycle is important is because usually we need to wait for this hype to pass to actually find a more appropriate use of the technology, to find a more realistic and useful application.
And so AI has had a huge surge over the last 2 years. And why do you believe it's had such a massive surge, and what's it got to do with the Gartner cycle?
I mean, I see AI as a very useful technology in general. It's, you know, almost everybody uses it at this point to some degree to enhance their work or as a helpful assistant. So there is a element of being very useful. On the other side, companies obviously want to sell you services. They want you to use their AI. So they are making promises of, you know, how smart it is, all the amazing things that it can do. But this is where the Gartner hype cycle comes in, where the promises don't necessarily match the reality. So if you use AI for a little bit, you start to notice it does make mistakes, it has hallucinations, it applies in some contexts, but in others, it's not as effective. And this is where if somebody makes a promise that, you know, you can replace people in a workplace with AI, but you actually try it, we're starting to see more and more that that's actually not a feasible solution, at least not at this point. It might be in the future. So there is a bit of a disappointment being created right now.
And so what are some of the consequences for these companies jumping onto these hype technologies too quickly?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
So what are some of the consequences for these companies jumping onto these hype technologies too quickly?
I think usually they waste a lot of resources and time. I mean, it is exciting. It's new technology, you know, the amazing things that potentially we can do with it. But if you don't plan to implement it correctly, you waste people and time and resources on making these implementations. And we have examples where, you know, companies fired 700 people just to replace them with AI chatbots. And ultimately, they have to rehire people because AI couldn't actually do what people did. It does not account for the nuance that a person can actually interpret the situation and respond accordingly. So there's either brand damage, reputation damage, potentially wasted resources, wasted time. It really depends on the extent that they try to implement these things.
Are there any particular case studies that really demonstrate this, the consequences of like jumping onto these technologies a little bit too prematurely and what the ramifications can be for companies that do that?
So the company I mentioned, I think BuzzFeed is a good example because they tried to implement, CNET. Actually got the wrong. So CNET tried to actually do AI generated articles. So instead of hiring basically people that write, like, you know, yourself, just completely outsource things to AI, generate articles, news articles. And ultimately, the articles were found to be riddled with errors. And in the end, they had to essentially close down the company. There was another Canadian airline, I believe, that started outsourcing things to an AI chatbot. And when the chatbot started making discount promises to customers, they actually got sued in the end because the company did not want to honor these things. So there's already at least a legal precedent in some cases where, you know, the companies are responsible for the mistakes that AI makes. So you do have to be very careful about how you implement it and what that means to your business.
And so where in the Gartner hype cycle is AI currently at the moment? And if it is following that trend, where could we see it ending up in the next, say, decade?
So I think even the Gartner, the consulting companies right now, it's put it as past the peak, essentially. And that's because we are seeing more stories about the realistic applications of AI, or more precisely how it's not necessarily delivering, not replacing people, what everybody's afraid of. So it is going towards that thorough of disillusionment, or basically the disappointment stage. But I think that's where, given enough time, we will find a better use for it. Personally, I think it's more about enhancing people's productivity rather than replacing people.
And so a lot of companies seem to be adding AI to their organization. We saw this also with blockchain a few years ago. And the cycle, as we've sort of seen and been discussing, is sort of a continuing thing. What do you think the next big tech hype cycle will be of the future, if that's something you can even possibly predict?
Ah, wow. That's difficult. I mean, we do have things like quantum computing being developed. Could be something in relation to that. It's not necessarily something I have the foresight
to predict.
No.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I suppose my last question for you is people who are sort of interacting or watching the tech cycle happen and they see these types of technologies enter into the zeitgeist, if as they're following along with it, would you have any like advice for people who are to interact, or you know, any closing thoughts on interacting with the hype cycle and ways to temper your expectations around these technologies?
I think it's always more important about what is the problem that you're trying to solve, either for consumers or in your business, or you know, what do you want the technology to do, regardless if it's AI or blockchain. I think people tend to chase the excitement of the technology and all the potential applications and uses that it could have, but they don't think about, okay, you know, what is the problem that we're fixing? How are we doing this with this technology? And if you just stick to the problem, you can sometimes or often identify whether it's actually applicable or not, whether it's going to, you know, help your customers, whether it's going to improve your business efficiency. So this way you can avoid essentially making those costly mistakes. But again, technology tends to be exciting, so I can understand why people just want to lean into it.
Yes, fair enough. I think that's a very fascinating chat about the Gartner cycle. Jed, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
That was Gediminas Lipnikas, Lecturer of Marketing at the University of South Australia, talking about the Gartner hype cycle and how it relates to AI and its application and acceptance in the modern world.